like, first of all, to wish all of you a very blessed Christmas, the feast of the birth of our Lord, and thank you for coming this evening for the midnight Mass. Yesterday, on the vigil of Christmas, the divine office, the prayers the priest prays, repeated again and again and again the thought that tomorrow, meaning today, that our Lord would come and says, tomorrow the iniquity of the earth shall be deleted, shall be removed. And again we repeat that verse. And it's always, it's a wonderful thought and preparation for thinking, yes, our Lord came 2,000 years ago to become man, to finally die on the cross, take away sin, to wash away sin, after 4,000 years of waiting. And how many knew when he came? Agreed. The poor shepherds were the first ones to know. Those who should have known that the Messiah came did not, or they didn't care. Herod sought to kill the child later. And it was the pagan kings, the ones who had traveled from afar, that also knew that this child was not any child, but was God. And so the same today, in the world today, there is much sin. And how sad it is that in the world, even knowing that Christ came 2,000 years ago to take away the sin of the world, many still remain in sin. But we as Catholics, as we celebrate Christmas, the Church wants us to lead a holy life. We had in the epistle today, the beautiful epistle for Christmas Mass, has the same thought that the priest prayers on the vigil of Christmas, saying that Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and cleanse for himself an acceptable people pursuing good works. I was reading earlier this week a passage saying that if we really understood the love of our Lord for us, we really understood this mystery of a God who became a little child for us, sin to us would not simply be some legalistic matter of a breaking of a commandment, breaking a certain number of commandments. But it would be an offense against a God who is infinitely loving and merciful. And we would desire firmly to be rid of sin, because we wouldn't want to offend a God who loves us that much. So as we go through the Christmas season, we celebrate the birth of our Lord. Try to think of, spend some times kneeling at the manger scene near a church or at home. Think of how much God loved us to come, not as a severe judge to condemn us as we deserve, but as a good and merciful God who wished to draw us with his love, coming in that humble manger. So there could be nothing to terrify us, nothing to make us fear that God will not be merciful. But yes, he wants us to be rid of sin. We cannot cling to sin and love God. We must renounce sin, and only then do we love God. But we can. God is merciful. And this is the thought of this Christmas season, as the priest's prayers yesterday, that today,